Hello and officially welcome to our Furium Health Products Wednesday Consumer Education Conference Call Series. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders of Furium Health Products, and we also have with us on the line David Sandoval, who's an author as well as owner and founder of Furium Health Products. Dave, are you with us?
I definitely am, and it's really great to be here. I want to thank everybody who's listening out there for being with us as well, for taking time out of your busy schedule. I don't think you'll be disappointed, though. Tonight is a call that I am really sure you would not want to miss.
Absolutely. The subject of tonight is, or actually the whole month of June, is talking about fasting and talking about the anabolic fasting package that we've put together here at Purium Health Products. So do we want to just jump right in, give people some background if they're not familiar with fasting and exactly what fasting is?
Well, fasting, you know, in its most basic sense, is simply depriving yourself of food. Breakfast is called breakfast because it is the time when you have not eaten for about 12 hours or more, and you break that fast with your first meal of the day. So fasting is, something that people have done for health issues, that people have done for discipline issues, that people have done for spiritual issues. And it is really, in my opinion, it is consistent with, you know, so many of the things that we teach, but it isn't always done properly. So Amy has a more technical description of fasting, and I wanted her to take a moment and share with you sort of the clinical view of fasting.
Sure. Well, another perspective of fasting and kind of common sense terms is just depriving yourself of something. And in this case, we're going to be talking about depriving yourself of food and what it physiologically happens in the body when you deprive the body of food. So basically, when you're fasting, your body is using carbohydrate stores and fat stores as energy. So basically you're using things that are stored in your body, you're burning those up instead of replenishing those things, you know, on a periodic basis with food intake. So there's a fine line between fasting, that is using the carbohydrates stored in your body and the fat stored in your body, and starving. And that is when you actually get into burning your own muscle for fuel. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to stay right in front of that line of starvation using the anabolic fast, and how we've developed this program here at Purium Health Products to be a healthy alternative to the typical fast that people think about when they put their body into that starvation mode, where they're actually catabolizing, where they're actually burning their own muscle mass for energy to reach those spiritual and emotional, you know, levels that they're seeking for. So let's talk, like I mentioned, the physical and emotional. Let's talk, Dave. Tell us, why do people fast? Can you give us a quick overview on that?
Well, people have been fasting for centuries, for thousands of years. It has been, something that has been practiced by religions, whether it be Christianity or Judaism and Islam. There have been instances where we've seen Buddha and Jesus and other icons, if you would, of the religious world. The most respected religions in the world have endorsed fasting as a path to spiritual enlightenment. Health people, people interested in, let's say, extending life have learned that fasting is a tremendous way to, strengthen the body, and it's anti-aging as far as the release of human growth hormone. From a discipline standpoint, fasting is a tremendous way to challenge yourself and to prove to yourself that you could overcome a great challenge. And fasting is also a spiritual journey in that it helps people to think very clearly. It helps people to get in touch with themselves in ways that otherwise they may not be able to, because while your body is digesting food, it takes up so much energy. And a lot of that energy that is used to digest food could otherwise be channeled into other areas of the body, whether it be the brain or whether it be, you know, the organs. And so the reasons why people fast are varied, spiritual, emotional, physical. Some people are fasting, you know, to gain self-discipline. But for whatever reason you're fasting, for me it's all of the above. And but for whatever reason you're fasting, we believe that we have taken fasting to a whole new level. I believe that we have improved fasting perhaps for the first time in 2,000 to 3,000 years, because we have changed fasting from a catabolic experience that could actually, you know, again, catabolic meaning breaking down, to an anabolic experience, which is one where you actually make the body stronger.
Absolutely. So let's talk for a minute, you know, is fasting always good? Well, of course, from an emotional or a spiritual perspective, yes, fasting, you know, is a very positive thing to do for your spirit and for your mind, but is it always good for the body? And the answer to that is absolutely not. From a physiological standpoint, from a pure looking at your body and your physiology, it is not good, and it's mostly always bad, and at times it can hurt your body, especially in the traditional sense that we think of fasting, like just completely depriving your body of calories, maybe hopefully providing water, but completely depriving yourself of nutrition. There are some popular fasts out there on the market, you know, that they promise a lot of things, but they do completely deprive your body of nutrition, and that absolutely is bad and can harm your body when you start to waste away, when you start to catabolize, when you start to burn your own muscle for fuel, and it actually crosses that fine line and gets you into starvation mode, and that absolutely can be bad. So Dave, tell us what makes the Purium anabolic fast different. You mentioned that a minute while ago. It's a building up versus a breaking down, but get into it a little bit deeper.
Well, I think that I really want to do that, but so many times people have asked me, how do you prepare for a fast? And I was wondering, did you want to elaborate on how to prepare for a fast first, or did you want to go into the anabolic fast?
Sure. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Sorry. Totally skipped that one. Yes, I think we absolutely should talk about how to prepare yourself for the fast, and a lot of people say, well, gosh, I'm going to fast, so you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have the biggest steak dinner that I've ever had, and I'm going to eat, you know, this and this and this, and I'm going to binge, and I'm going to, like, eat as much as possible because I'm going to be depriving myself of food for the next, you know, 3 or 7 or 10 days. Well, that may seem like a fun thing to do, but that actually is not what you want to do, because that actually will take away from your fasting experience instead of make it better. So what you want to do in preparation for a fast is you want to start slowly, you know, maybe the week before the fast, maybe 3 or 4 days before the fast, slowly start reducing your food intake, especially of dairy products, especially of meat products. That's difficult to digest and takes a long time to move out of your system. What you want to do is you want to be thinking about, you know, eating a diet mostly of like fresh fruits and vegetables, things that are, you know, not processed foods and things that your body can digest and eliminate out of the body fairly rapidly. So you want to kind of clean up your diet. It's not fasting, but it's almost like a pre-fast, you know, cleaning up your diet phase. So that's what I would say, like how I would suggest somebody to prepare for a fast.
Well, I think that you need to reduce the burden on your physiology. As you've described, I think it's very important that you reduce the burden on your physiology, and eating foods that are complex or difficult to digest, and I don't mean complex carbohydrates per se, but things like protein and things that are processed foods. They're complex because the myriad of preservatives and chemicals and artificial components in them. So my advice is to absolutely reduce the quantity of food that you consume. And the reason why is because very soon you're not going to be stretching your stomach very much. And when you don't stretch your stomach, it actually helps your hunger to be reduced. However, when you do stretch your stomach, let's say you have a big Thanksgiving meal, then a factor comes into play, and this is the factor of a hormone called ghrelin. Ghrelin lines your stomach, and there's a certain space between each of the biomarkers for ghrelin. And so long as there is a large space between the biomarkers for ghrelin, then you don't feel hungry. But when the pattern of ghrelin becomes tighter, when the ghrelin gets closer and closer together in your stomach, then you begin to feel hungrier, which means that when your stomach is expanded, the ghrelin markers are far apart, and when your stomach is very shrunken, then your ghrelin markers are closer together. The closer together they get, that is the indication that you need food because your stomach is empty. And so this is nature's way, hormonally, of allowing you to know when it's time to eat. However, when you stretch your stomach a lot, then the biomarkers for ghrelin get basically a tighter pattern, meaning that if you eat a very large meal, you stretch the stomach, and when the stomach starts to shrink, you feel hungry faster than you would if you had a medium-sized meal and then waited for the stomach to shrink. So I hope I didn't take too much time explaining that it will be very difficult for you to start the fast if you binge on the day or two before the fast, because that will stretch your stomach out, and because your stomach has been stretched out, you will actually get stronger hunger feelings when your stomach begins to shrink. So to prepare for the fast, eat more fruits and vegetables, have smaller portions, drink a lot of water, and get plenty of rest.
Absolutely. Yeah, the rest is definitely key. Well, why don't we talk, Dave, about what I asked you before, and I'm so sorry, I just skipped the other question completely. What makes our fast different? What makes the Purium anabolic fast so special?
Well, what makes it special, Amy, is that every other fast in history has relied upon either water or vegetable juice at best, which did not provide the body with sufficient energy to stay in the fasting mode as opposed to the starving mode. So for most people, the fasting mode would only last 1 to 3 days maximum before their body actually stopped using fat and carbohydrates in the body and started breaking down their muscle tissue in order to use protein or branched-chain amino acids as the source of energy. And so, unfortunately, throughout history, there's been a tremendous trade-off. If you wanted the spiritual and emotional benefits of a fast, then you had to suffer a physical type of punishment. Your body would break down and become weaker. You would become thin, and your muscles would begin to waste away. And so if you look at the figures of people who traditionally practice fasting, you'll see that they typically looked very deprived. What we have done for the first time in history is we have found a way to specifically feed your muscles, to specifically feed your brain, so that you can be still function in a state of fasting as opposed to starvation. So the first time in history, we've allowed people to push fasting beyond 1 or 3 days when it typically would be converted to starvation. And now they could actually fast for up to 40 days or longer because their body remains in an anabolic state. That means capable of building up, capable of being strong, capable of surviving, as opposed to a catabolic state, which is a state of ketosis, which could oftentimes cause the body to actually waste away and suffer tremendously physically. So we have allowed for the benefits of fasting
to be extended dramatically. And you have to understand that for many, many years, people thought they were fasting, but they were actually starving. A fast is beneficial to the body physiologically, but starvation is not. And many people thought they were fasting, but they were actually starving. So that is what makes the anabolic fast different. And you could read the story of how the fast was created, why it was created. When my good friend Eric Nice wanted to do a 40-day fast, as he had learned that I had done many times, and he wanted to do a 40-day fast as well. And upon trying it, after the first 5 or 6 days, he found himself in that starving mode, unable to move, to get out of bed, feeling dizzy, and basically, you know, miserable. And he would have had to immediately stop the fast. But I came in with the anabolic fast, gave him the raw material to continue his fast, and he went on for an additional 30 or more days. And so, the anabolic fast allows you to purify and cleanse your body. It allows you to purify and cleanse your spirit and your mind. And you could go an entire 7 to 10 days with no problems whatsoever, as opposed to typically only being able to go 2 to 3 days on a typical fast before you go into a starvation mode, which damages the body.
So it sounds like, what you're describing is it's revolutionized the way people can fast. It makes a happy, you can be happy, productive, you can continue on with your life while experiencing the amazing, mental and spiritual aspects of fasting. So it's pretty exciting. If those of you out there listening that have never tried the Purium Anabolic Fast, I hope by the end of this call you're inspired to do so, because it really is an amazing program that was put together.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm always asked by people, well, what am I going to experience, when I do this? What's it going to be like? I don't want to have it be a mystery. I want to know what to expect. So it's not really a roadmap, but at least we could give you a window into the future, because Amy and I have both done this fast, as have thousands of other people who have given us their feedback. And so Amy, after, I don't know if you want to do that now, but
yeah.
I would like to share some of those, insights for people so they could know what to expect, because I expect that after this call, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to begin on this fast, and they're going to do it, and other people are going to see them, and they're going to inspire others. We found for every person who does the fast, they typically inspire 2 to 3 other people on average to do the same thing. So
absolutely.
What can people expect?
Well, the first thing, the absolutely first thing, is most people are scared to death. They're like, oh my goodness, how am I going to be able to go this 3 or 7 or 10 or 14 days without food? So being fearful, being scared is definitely a natural emotion. Another thing that you might feel while you're doing the fast is you might feel empathy. You might feel empathy for the first time for people that are suffering, that people that don't have the financial resources or ability to feed themselves. We're doing this by choice while we're fasting. We're experiencing this slight discomfort by choice, where they don't have a choice in the matter. They don't have any other option. So it's something that's real eye-opening in that regard.
Exactly. Another thing that I think that people are really experiencing for the first time for many people is the discipline of self-denial. We live in a society where most people are really not into self-denial. They tend to, if they are hungry, they eat. If they're thirsty, they drink. If they're tired, they sleep. If they're, if they want something, they buy it, or they find a way to get it. Self-denial is not something that is typically practiced, and it's so different from what we're used to. So when you begin that process of self-denial, of discipline, that's something that you're going to experience. Is, you may not be used to it. You may not be used to telling yourself no when it's time to eat. When your body says, I'm hungry, and you tell your body no, you're going to experience discipline. And another thing that you might experience with that discipline when you start denying your body of food is you might get a hunger headache. You might actually have your head hurt. You might actually, you know, feel, you know, sort of sick to your stomach because your body needs food and wants food, and you're not giving your body the food that it is desiring. What I could tell you is that that will go away fairly quickly. The experiences you have that include, let's say, a minor headache will go away fairly quickly. And once the headache goes away, the feeling is actually pretty nice because you realize that you've got over the hump, that you've overcome one of the body's negative reactions to denying yourself of food. And it really contributes to that feeling of discipline and the effort of self-denial.
Absolutely. And maybe one of the not so pleasant things that you might experience would be inconsistent bowel function. As you're cleansing, as you're detoxifying, as your body is, you know, starting to purge the toxins that it has built up, some people experience constipation, and so we recommend a protocol. We'll talk about at the end to deal with that while fasting. Or other people may experience some like loose bowels or diarrhea during the fast. So that is something to look out for. Does happen, but it's definitely manageable, and you can definitely work through that.
And it's not diarrhea, because diarrhea technically is a term that, you know, is uncontrolled bowel function. You do not have uncontrolled bowel function. All you have is you go to the bathroom more often, and it may be looser than you're used to, but it's definitely not in the area of diarrhea. So I didn't mean to correct you. I just don't want people to get the wrong impression.
The wrong impression, right.
Yeah, because it's a very, very minor thing compared to diarrhea, but it is in that same genre, and I could understand the analogy for sure. What else might they expect?
Well, a lot of times you're going to feel tired during the fast because you're cleansing, you're purging. You do need time to reflect, both, you know, mentally, spiritually, as well as give your body some downtime to heal itself while it's cleansing. So feeling tired is definitely something to be expected while you're fasting.
Okay, and if you feel tired and your bowel isn't working very well and you're getting headaches and you're having to have all this discipline and this is so unusual for people, what else might they experience?
You might just say, the heck with this, I'm quitting. You might.
The desire to quit is one of the experiences for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But if you.
We haven't made this sound very good so far.
I know. So here's some of the good stuff.
Okay, let me start out with some of the good stuff, if you don't mind. Because, again, I love the stories I hear from people. No one has been through this program and not shared some amazing story about emotional revelations. Some people come to these amazing revelations. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe my nose has been right in front of my face, and I can't see it. I knew I was looking at a forest, but I couldn't see it because the trees got in my way. People have these amazing revelations, these emotional revelations, these amazing spiritual insights that come from some place that your body just hasn't been. And that happens partially because you've freed yourself of all the energy that it takes to digest food. And your brain is able to rest, and your spirit is able to rest. And it's amazing what happens when you're hungry, when you're going through this cleansing, when you have this discipline, and all of a sudden you get amazing emotional and spiritual insights. So I promise you that there is tremendous benefits, and those are a couple of those. What else do people feel on the positive side?
Well, you get a lighter feeling, basically. You get you're literally burning fat. You're purging things that have been built up in your bowel for who knows how long, and you really just feel this amazing feeling of lightness.
There's clean, like you're clean.
Exactly. It's really hard to describe in words, but it is a really amazing feeling. You just get this.
It's like waking up after a night that you forgot to brush your teeth before you went to bed, and like brushing your teeth twice. That's
yeah,
what it feels,
it's like flossing,
you know?
Brushing, using mouthwash. It's just so. It is so. You just feel
Amy's
so.
Amy's like, I've never
sweet.
Gone to bed having forgot to brush my teeth.
Well, it sure was easy for you to find that analogy, so maybe you have, babe.
Oh, not so nice.
but yeah, this just wonderful feeling of feeling physically lighter and this mental clarity, this focus. I remember when I was fasting, I mean, the first few days, yes, was hard, but once you got over that hump, it was just an amazing feeling of focus and power and control and like you're doing this and accomplishment. I mean, I could just go on and on and on, but that was literally, I think, the best I've ever felt in my adult life.
About yourself, I remember you're like, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe this is easy. I can't believe that I looked at chocolate and said no, that everybody had pizza and I didn't care. I felt so powerful about what I was doing and in my discipline that I no longer had the desire for those foods that were right around me. But that wasn't true the first 3 days of the fast, was it?
No, it's hard. I mean,
let's talk about day one. What do you think in day one? I think you and I agree about day one.
Yeah, day one, it's all about just sheer willpower. You're excited. You're you know, jazzed up that you're going to do this, and so your will gets you through the hunger of day one, gets you through the psychological, like, I'm supposed to be eating. It's 1 o'clock. I haven't eaten lunch yet. Something's wrong. It's your willpower. It's your excitement that you're going to do something gets you through that day one.
But what I found is that night as you go to bed, the realizing, oh, dang, I'm hungry, and when I wake up, I'm not
still going to be hungry.
You know, and this is where I think everybody has to realize that the next 2 days, day two and day three, are the challenge days. That's when your body begins to realize that this is real. You're not going to eat. You really are going to have to go without food. You know, the type of food you put in your mouth and chew, that you smell, that you put grated cheese and stuff on. You know, well, you're getting food. You're getting superfoods. You're getting amazing foods. But the form you're getting them in is not what your body's used to. And so on day two and day three is when you are going to experience those negative things we talked about. Of course, you'll have the discipline, but you might have the headaches. You might have some loose bowel function, you might feel tired, you might want to quit. But I promise you this, if you make it through day three, if you make it to the end of day three, by day four, your body has adjusted, and suddenly you can't believe it, but this is like night and day. From day three to day four, you feel like something's changed, like you could do this, you could handle it, you're powerful, you're in control. You are thinking clear. You're starting to see the benefits of detoxification. You're feeling light. You're feeling thinner. And you have this energy that you can't believe you have on such a light, on so few calories. And that's when you start to get the emotional and spiritual insights. And that's when you start to feel this amazing sense of I can do this, and I'm special, and I never knew I was this strong. And that's the part I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love people the way they feel on day four and five and six.
Absolutely. Well, let's, you know, we've talked a lot about the emotional, we talked a lot about the spiritual, about the feeling of, you know, being powerful and in control of yourself. But let's talk for just a minute about what physiologically is going on in the body while you're fasting, as far as like the benefits. Like we mentioned weight loss.
Well, let's talk about weight loss for a second. Do you know that so long as you could satisfy the body at the cellular level, when the body is satisfied at the cellular level, it's getting the fats and the proteins and the carbohydrates and the vitamins and the minerals that it needs, when the body is getting those basic nutritional needs met, then it will not believe that it is starving. It'll only believe that it's fasting. When your body believes it's starving, we know that it goes into a huge defensive mode where it starts to use our insulin to move all sugar out of the blood and convert it to fat to store it for a future time when we may be dying. And so as soon as the body senses that you're starving, then you will actually learn to survive on far fewer calories and to store every excess calorie, which means that when you start eating again, your body just uses all of the initial increased caloric intake to store as fat because it has been starving and has been trained to store all excess energy as fat to avoid death. Our fast is so amazing because it doesn't cause you to lose muscle during the fast, which is what we call muscle wasting, which happens during starvation, and then store all extra energy as fat, which is a really bummer of a downside to fasting, like the master cleanse, the master what, the master fraud. I mean, that's ridiculous. Every person I know who's going on the master cleanse has lost muscle during the time that they did it and gained fat when they were done and increased their candida because of all the sugar they were putting into the body with the maple syrup.
Right.
And so we reject that. And we tell you, do not starve the body. Do not force it to survive on less. Give it more. Give it all of the nutrients it needs to be satisfied at the cellular level and let it use every excess stored energy. Instead of storing energy, burn the stored energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between a anabolic fast and a catabolic fast. You know, that's the difference. And ours is the only anabolic fast in town. The rest are all catabolic. And so, and I don't even know if I answered your question.
Well, we talked about weight. You definitely talked about weight loss. And just one thing, maybe I can bring a little bit more clarity in, I hope, is when you go into that catabolic state with a normal fast like the Master Cleanse, you're breaking down your muscle tissue. That in itself, those amino acids, that's going to feed the brain. That's going to feed at the cellular level. So there's no need to burn the fat because your body's being satisfied with the protein.
Exactly.
So,
and
but
to the contrary, your body is storing fat every chance it gets.
Exactly, because it's all confused. What's going on here? Something bad's happening. Whereas with the anabolic fast, you're just this side. You know, you're on the other side of the starvation. You're not breaking down. You're not starving the body. And so, as we defined what a fast was, that is when you're using the body's carbohydrate stores and fat stores. Well, you're going to burn up the carbohydrate really fast. You're going to burn that up within like the first day of the fast. And so then you're going to go to fat. So as long as you're giving those BCAAs, those branched chain amino acids, to feed the brain, to feed the cells, you're not going to break down that muscle tissue. And so you're going to be breaking down the fat for fuel, for energy, for your normal metabolic processes.
And that is something that has never been accomplished in a fast before, and it's the reason why so many thousands of people have done this fast and felt, you know, fantastic, you know, and actually gotten stronger during 7, 10, 21, and 40-day periods. We've had people do all of those
And every single one has felt stronger the longer they went.
Absolutely. Well, let's touch quickly on
detoxification.
Why don't you take that one, Dave?
Well, I think that, Amy, you were telling me before the call in a very eloquent way how the energy that is typically used for digestion, and digestion is nothing more than a form of detoxification. Digestion is the using the energy of the body to take toxins, break them down, eliminate them, move them into the urine and the bowel so that the body could expel them, to move them into the sweat glands so the skin could expel them, to move them into the lungs so through coughing or breathing we could expel them, to move them into the hair or the nails so that they won't harm the body. These are all methods of, detoxifying. And when we're eating food, the body is occupied with converting that food matter and is not able to do any extra work. But let's say that you're a mother and your family is gone on vacation without you for whatever reason for 4 or 5 days. Well, you're not busy cooking for 5 people. You're not busy cleaning up after 4 kids. You're not busy packing lunches. So what are you going to do with all your spare time? Well, you know what you're going to do. You're going to clean out the closet. You're going to clean out the garage. You're going to maybe polish the old china. I hope I'm not being too old-fashioned.
Silver.
But the silver, I mean. And you're going to dig deep. If you're a guy in your home, you're going to organize your tools. You're going to trim those trees the way you've always wanted. Plant the lawn. Maybe organize the recycling. Tune up your car, change the oil. And again, I'm just giving role models, but I'm just trying to make a point. Stereotypes, but I'm trying to make a point. Men can do all the things I said women are going to do, and women can do all the things I said men are going to do. But the point is that if you don't have to do your basic work, if you're on vacation, you could do things you typically wouldn't do. When you give your body a vacation from digesting 3 or 4 meals a day, it is going to have that same energy that it was using to work, and it's going to be able to do other things, clean out the closet of the body, organize the tool shed, whatever it might be. Your body's going to have the time to do that, and that for us means cleansing the organs, cleansing the lungs, purifying the skin, getting inclusions out of our blood, and it could go on and on. The same enzymes that we're digesting food are now breaking up undigested food that's trapped in your colon wall that's been floating around in your blood, and that's a very good thing.
Absolutely. So just to recap the physical, why we're so excited, from a physical perspective, to get people doing the anabolic fast is because your body's going to detox. Your body's going to be able to heal itself while, again, energy for healing, while it's diverting the energy you don't have to be spending on digesting the food, it can be putting toward healing your body, to strengthening your immune response. Research has shown that you have more efficient duplication of cells during a fasting period that also carries over after the fast has ended. So that means there's less mistakes being made when your cells are duplicating. Healthier cells, healthier body, less disease. And again, you're consciously diverting energy from digestion to other systems in the body. So you're paying a lot more attention basically to these other auxiliary functions because digestion has to occur. Your body, you put the food in, your body has to break it down. It takes the energy, and so it takes away energy from these other auxiliary functions. So when the main thing isn't happening, like Dave was describing, you can focus on all the things, around the outskirts, all the extra things that ultimately will build up and support your body, leading to, a much healthier, healthier being.
Well, I people tell me my skin is glowing, my eyes are so bright, I feel like my head is lighter. I'm not getting headaches or neck aches because my head feels so heavy all the time. I have people tell me that, that during the 7 days that their nails started to grow, thick again, that they feel thin, that they had to tighten their belt, a loop. And the most important thing is you build muscle. Isn't that weird? You're starving yourself, but you're building muscle because the amino acids and the powerful foods that we're giving you. So you lose weight, you burn fat, you build muscle, You detoxify your body. You clarify your mind. You invigorate your spirit because of your discipline. You experience spiritual and emotional enlightenment. And that is all going to take place in 7 to 10 days, depending upon what length of time that you choose to, you know, to have that discipline.
Absolutely. And then there's another factor. That's the anti-aging factor. It's been proven that during a fast that growth hormones are released at a greater efficiency or a greater rate than during, you know, normal times. And there's been scientifically proven that fasting can extend life expectancy. Like there's a saying, the only reliable way to extend the lifespan of a mammal is undernutrition without malnutrition. So that
and we call that the calorie antioxidant ratio, where you have very powerful foods nutritionally with very few calories, very little cost calorically. And so when you have a proper calorie antioxidant ratio, low calories and high antioxidants, it is preferential to the body as opposed to the other way around, which is the standard American diet, which is high calorie and low nutrient. Think a burger and fries, very few nutrients, very many calories. Think a salad with salmon on it or grilled chicken, and all of a sudden you're thinking, you know, nutrient dense and very few calories. When you go nutrient dense and few calories, you live longer. When you go large calories and not too many nutrients, you get heavy and you die faster. I don't know how much simpler to put it.
Absolutely. So it's a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful thing all the way around. So, but say, you know, you're excited, you're going to do it, you're in it, you're going, and then you're just like, I got to have something to eat, because it happens. It happens to even people with super, super strong willpower. So Dave, what would you suggest? What would be your suggestion to someone that's just like, I'm doing it, but I just gotta chew something?
Well, you know, can you eat and still benefit from this fast? The answer is that if you quit completely, then you would never get the benefits at all. So I think Amy and I are in agreement. We talked before the show that our advice to you is whatever you do, just don't quit. We've got some suggestions for you. If you just have to have something crunchy, the only approved cheating crunchy is an apple, a nice, hard, crisp, organic apple, and you could have half of a large apple or all of a small apple and make sure it's crispy and crunchy, and that gives you something to chew on. Chew it well. It's very satisfying. It actually contributes to cleansing. If you must have something sweet, if you're just dying for something sweet, the only approved snack is watermelon, okay? Fresh, ripe watermelon. You could have one slice. And this is, you know, again, remember, this is not the strictest form of fasting, but if it keeps you in the fast as opposed to quitting, then we would rather see you do that. The other thing is, if for some reason you find your body craving fat, then you could have half of a ripe avocado with some sea salt on it, and that's it. I would hope that you wouldn't need all three every day, but I've been with people who have. You know, they looked forward to their half an apple, their slice of watermelon, and their half an avocado. And they told everybody they went on a 10-day fast, and I couldn't argue, because that still only added maybe 120 calories to what they were doing. And remember that that still keeps you below 600 calories, which is very, very low. So if you have to have something, Amy and I have been telling people from the beginning, these are approved. It's been time-proven that they satisfy you. They also, in their own way, contribute to the cleansing portion of fasting. And so, again, avocado if you're craving fat, half, slice of watermelon if you're craving sugar, and a apple if you're craving something crunchy to chew on. And those are your what would you say, the cheat list?
Yeah, the cheat list, I guess.
So, Amy, I was wondering, people always ask me, what if I do this fast and I'm really successful? How do I transition from the fast over to my regular way of eating again?
Well,
I mean, what happens when this is all over?
Oh, exactly. And then people are like, you're feeling so good. You're like, I can go more days. Like, you know, you just want to extend it because you're feeling so good. But then at some point, you know, you're like, okay, it's done. I got to get back, you know, to eating. And
so many people have done 7 and then back to back did another 7.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And but one thing that you can do is that you can do the every other day fasting. You can still have your 3 to 4 power shakes a day, one day, and you can do the fast protocol one day, and then you can eat, you know, sensibly the next day, and alternate back and forth as a way of tapering off the fast. Or you could follow the Superfoods for Supermodels program that it's online and available on the website under weight loss plans. And that takes you through having 3 to 4 power shakes and the Master Aminos a day, but also it gives you choices, like food choices that are sensible and small food choices. So I would recommend, you know, you do one or two of those things. You also, at the end of your fast, you make sure that you have some probiotic, you have the advanced probiotic, and you take, you know, an entire bottle of that to
Not on the same day.
No, not on the same day. You know, you go ahead, maybe double up the dose instead of maybe 2, maybe take 4, you know, just to recolonize, you know, that friendly bacteria in the colon, especially if you've been, you know, you've had any, you know, if you've been doing the saltwater flush or, you know, some things like that. You know, you've been moving some things through the colon, you may have, you may need to repopulate some of that friendly bacteria. So those would be my suggestions.
Well, I really agree with you. Remember that Manny lost, you know, 300 pounds, and he never actually went on the fast. He did every other day.
Mm-hmm.
He did the fasting protocols one day, and then the next day he could have, like, he still had, you know, the superfoods, but he also had cabbage soup or chili beans or a salad or something like that, right, a couple times a day. And so he did nothing, but he had what we called liquid and solid days. He would do the fast one day, and he'd get to eat the next day. The fast one day, and he'd get to eat the next day. And the reason that was good for him is because he was such a large man, you know, nearly 900 pounds, that that he really needed, you know, to fuel his body, not just habitually, but just, you know, chemically, or else he would have gone through serious food withdrawal. But on this program of eating every other day and only having, you know, nothing but, like, imagine cabbage soup. There was nothing but carrots and cabbage and onions and vegetable broth, you know, in this. So there was almost no calories. It was highly nutritious but very bulky. So it gave him this filled-up feeling like he had just eaten, you know, an entire pizza. You know what I mean? And so by having the solid days and the fasting days, you could go on for another month or two if you really wanted to, like Manny did for 5 months. You know, if you have a lot of weight to lose, you could keep going. However, if you have the physique you want to maintain it, you want to really, really you know, remain healthy and thin and strong, I really recommend the Superfoods for Supermodels. Because the Superfoods for Supermodels, you could have 4 to 6 small meals a day. Each one of those meals is packed with nutrition, very low calorie, and it allows you to keep your body completely engaged metabolically without actually feeding it very much calorically. And if your body is working and working and working to digest food, they used to, like, mistakenly call it a negative calorie food, like eating celery. They said burned more calories than it had in it. That isn't technically true, but what it does do is it keeps your metabolism active throughout the day by having multiple small meals, never giving it any rest. And when you do that, but you don't have very many calories, the same thing happens as during our anabolic fast. You continue to burn fat and build muscle. So I don't have any other recommendations other than yours. I think that those were exactly what I would have said. But I would like to ask you another question, and that is, how many products do you take? If you're on this fast, how many times a day do I need to do something? Is it like all day, every day? I'm just sitting there in my kitchen making shakes. Or?
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's very easy to do whether you're working or you stay at home or even if you're on vacation. It's very easy to do. And we are running a little bit tight on time, so we definitely want to cover this material. But the two core products in the fast are the Power Shake and the Master Amino Acid Complex. And so what we recommend is 3 to 4 Power Shakes a day. In between your Power Shakes, which we suggest every 4 hours, that you do your Master Amino Complex, Amino Acid Complex. So you take a Power Shake. Well, okay, let's start when you first wake up. When you first wake up, we recommend that you drink 16 ounces of water first thing in the morning. And that's also going to help if you tend to get constipated while doing the fast. So drink the water first thing in the morning. Then about 30 minutes later, you have a Power Shake. About 2 hours after that, you have your Master Aminos. And then another 2 hours go by and you have another Power Shake. So you're alternating Power Shake, Master Amino, Power Shake, Master Amino, and so forth. So that interaction gets you about 12 hours of the day, gets you about 12 hours worth of coverage of having something every 2 hours. Then right at the end of the day, about 30, 45 minutes before you want to go to bed, we recommend that you have a cherry, your cherry aloe drink. And if absolutely necessary, depending on your activity level, you could supplement with an additional Power Shake. So that's pretty much the protocol. And then we do suggest the herbal fiber cleanse taken at the same time, taking it with your Power Shakes, spread it out, the 6 capsules periodically throughout the day.
I agree, and that's the way I would do it. The only little difference for me is I like to encourage people to have 3 16-ounce water intakes. I actually take our Ionic Elements, which isn't part of the fast, but, I put it in my water every day. And I take and I put 16 ounces of water on my bedpost, my side table.
On your nightstand, yeah.
On my nightstand, thank you, with the Ionic Elements in it. When I wake up, that's the first thing I do is I drink that. But I try to make sure that within the 2-hour period, so I'll have my water, then a half an hour later I'll have my Power Shake, 2 hours later I'll have my aminos, an hour and a half after that I have my water again, and then a half hour after that I have my second Power Shake. And that way, each time 30 minutes before my Power Shake, I have these 16 ounces of water, and it really it's just really amazing how the water helps. And so if you have the extra 16 ounces of water 30 minutes between each Power Shake, an hour and a half after the aminos, or if you'd like to do it a half an hour before the aminos, but take and mark a time in that schedule where you include 3 to 4 16-ounce glasses of water. And if you do that, you'd be amazed at how much water increases energy by increasing circulation in the blood, which increases the uptake of oxygen, which distributes more glycogen. And so drinking water alone can take away hunger and can increase energy in the body. And so, many people have found that to be true. So that's the only change I would make, is adding the Ionic Elements. And the next thing I wanted to ask after describing the fast was, we have a special, actually, and if people want to do the fast, they could save a bunch of money if they buy the fast during the month of June. So would you want to, I guess we should have been touting this the whole call, but we're not very good salespeople. we haven't been building excitement for it, so let me just say it's a great special, and I think that if you're going to do the fast, now's the perfect time.
Absolutely. We've got the components on sale. We have a special package if you buy the 30-serving Power Shake, the 150-count Master Amino, which you will need for a 7-day fast. And we will give you absolutely free a cherry, one of the Apapa cherries, as well as the Herbal Fiber Cleanse. So you buy the two products, you get the two products for free. With those four products, you can do the fast. There's some other supplemental products we mentioned, like the aloe, like the Ionic Elements. They're not absolutely necessary. With this package, you can do the fast. So again, buy a large Power Shake, buy a large Master Amino, get the cherry and the Herbal Fiber Cleanse absolutely free. So that's it's a really great special that I hope anyone contemplating this will take advantage of through the month of June.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that some people have asked me is they say I typically take my Power Shake mixed with the nutrition, the meal option, the vanilla meal option. If you like to do that, it is not part of the special, but that is sort of on the approved cheat list, if you would. If you want to add a scoop of the meal option into your Power Shakes, many people do that. It's not part of the fast, but I just wanted to say that's another comment I wanted to make. Another thing that people do is they have the coconut oil, and as opposed to eating an avocado, when they're craving fat, they take a teaspoon to a tablespoon of the coconut oil. That is also on the approved list, just so that you know. The Power Shake, the meal option vanilla and the coconut oil are on the approved list to supplement if you are finding that you need more energy or, more substance from the fast. Is that correct, Amy? Are you okay with that on the cheat list?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. No problem.
Okay, so we've got an amazing special. When you buy the large Power Shake, when you buy the large Master Aminos, you're going to get the cherry and the Herbal Fiber Cleanse. Now, remember, the Herbal Fiber Cleanse, if you just look at the ingredients and put each ingredient on your search engine in the Internet, you're going to see that every single one of these ingredients is a traditional herb used to detoxify the body. And so the detoxifying benefit of a cleanse is enhanced and accelerated and taken advantage of by adding Herbal Fiber Cleanse while your body is already working overtime to cleanse and detoxify. I think it's the perfect addition, so we're giving you that for free. While you're cleansing, you need to have a lot of antioxidants, and you need to have time to rest and to rejuvenate your body. So the tart cherry concentrate is ideal because, one, it gives you something to drink at the end of the day, and there is, it's a fruit juice. So, of course, there's a little bit of sugar in it. There's melatonin in it. There's a powerful array of antioxidants. It has the highest ORAC rating of oxygen radical absorbance of any food ever tested. And so this is a perfect food to take while you're sleeping, to help cleanse, detoxify, and protect your body from toxins that are being purged, to help you sleep deeply. And, of course, it just rejuvenates your body in so many ways because of the amazing, phytochemistry that's involved in tart cherry. So that is the perfect way to end the day. And you get both of those products free, the cherry and the Herbal Fiber Cleanse, when you buy the first two products in the cleanse, which is the fast, which are the aminos and the Power Shake. So, don't be afraid to get a Nutrition Now vanilla. Don't be afraid to get coconut oil. Don't be afraid to get the Ionic Elements. Those will complement what you're doing. But whatever it takes to get you on this fast, we hope that you'll do that because we're about to start another. This ball is rolled. Last time we got this ball rolling, thousands of people did the fast. Tonight is the opening bell. Tonight is the first call to action. We're going to continue to talk about the fast throughout the month of June. When you get our Monday morning health minutes, we're going to be getting stories. Look for our website. We're going to put up video testimonials of people who have done the fast once they've gone through it and completed it. If you want to do your video testimonial and send it in to us, we'd be happy to receive it. If you want to send one in, we could teach you how to upload it onto a website. We'll download it from there. Your story could be on our website, and we'd love to include it. So if you want to be part of our video testimonial gallery or just want to submit a written testimonial, we're going to be sharing those with others throughout the month. Is there anything else that you think we need to add?
Well, I think we're over on our time, and I think we've covered the subject matter really well, and I'm just really excited, and I hope that people will
I know,
take advantage.
I know what we forgot. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I want to issue a special invitation to people. If anybody wants to come to the Oasis Retreat in California, just 3 hours north of Los Angeles, you could read about it on our website, which is when you go to the Purium website, you could click on the Oasis icon. If anybody would like to go there during the month of June or July, you do not have to have a specific – we're not having a specific event. You could come on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday. You could come any day. The minimum stay is 3 days. Upon arriving, you'll have an orientation where we take you through everything that's going to happen during your cleanse. You'll have access to our far infrared sauna, which accelerates the rate of cleansing. We'll have morning exercise, including the Tibetan rites, maybe some yoga. We have a very large swimming pool. We have recreation, and everything will be included. Your room, recreation, access to the facilities, the pool, the sauna, the classes, as well as all of the materials you're going to need for your fast. All of this is available for only $100 per night with a minimum of 3 nights. And while you're there, everything you need will be provided for you. That will include the herbal fiber cleanse. It will include the cherry. It will include the aloe. It will include the master aminos. It will include the power shake and coconut oil. So any of the products that you need or desire, and even some of the nutritional meal option, if somebody wants that in their power shake. So we're going to have all of the tools necessary. We're going to have some watermelons, some avocados and some apples for those of you who absolutely need it. And of course, massages will be available for an upcharge if you want a Lomi Lomi massage to help with the cleansing or anything like that. So, but it's all included. The only upcharge is if you want a massage, and you can stay any days you want during the month of June or July. Details are on the website, which could be accessed through the Purium site. So, Amy, I'm sorry I interrupted you. I looked down at my cheat sheet of things I wanted to talk about and realized that I had forgotten to make that offer.
Oh, I'm definitely glad you did. So, well, I wanted to thank everybody. I wanted to remind everyone, go to the website, check out the special, read about Eric Neese, read about his experience on the fast. That's up on the website now. And just take, you know, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It absolutely changed my life. It was life-changing, and the people that I have talked to that have done it, it's been life-changing for them as well. So please, I invite you to take advantage of that and to experience it for yourself.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate everybody being on the line tonight. I saw on the computer that only 2 people went away during the entire hour, so I hope that means that we offered compelling information, or that you just didn't want to insult us. But either way, we're really happy that you stuck out through the whole call. Encourage people, if you like the information, to listen to it on the replay line. And remember, this tremendous discount that's available to you right now if you want to take advantage of it during the month of June. So God bless. Thank you again for being here, Amy. Fantastic job. You're a wealth of knowledge and information. I know that everybody really appreciates when you are on the calls. But remember, next Wednesday, right here, same bat time, same bat channel, as if you're old as I am, they used to say, you can find Dr. Michael Wofield, naturopathic doctor, in our Wednesday night show called Open Mic, A Chat with Your Naturopath. And if you have a question for Michael, you could submit it on our website. If you want to call in and give it to one of our operators, we could pass it on to him. Then you could listen Wednesday when everybody will be able to benefit from the answer to that question. Because when I used to do Health Talk Radio in New York, I always said for every person who asks a question, there were at least 50 people in the audience who needed the answer. So tune in. You're going to get answers to questions you didn't even know you wanted to know. And if you have a specific question, we will answer that as well. So again, Amy, great job. Sorry that tonight's call went so long, But let's remember, this is all about fasting. So everybody, we didn't eat for 1 hour. So we're all part of a fast right now. I have one more thing to say, Amy. I hope you don't mind. I know that you need to go. But fasting is something that's very important to me, and here's the reason why. For those of you who don't know, I grew up in a poor household, and probably six nights a week, I went to bed so hungry that my stomach hurt. I went to bed so hungry that I had to take my knees and hold them against my chest just so that I didn't feel the pain in my stomach. And I always, always appreciate food. I bless my food, and I show appreciation to God or the universe or whatever it was that allowed me to not be starving any longer. But I also know that every single night, millions of people go to bed, millions of children go to bed starving with no hope of having food the next day. And they may not know when they'll get their next meal. So one of the beautiful benefits of fasting is that you are going to know what it feels like. You're going to know the pain of not knowing when your next meal is going to come from. You're going to know the pain of having just enough to survive and be on the edge of starvation. And when you feel that, you're suddenly going to be in a spiritual connectiveness with millions of people around the world who you never, ever met, who you never knew you'd be connected to. And that's going to lead to enlightenment. That's going to lead to a feeling of gratitude. And as soon as you know what it's like to be hungry, you're going to appreciate every meal you've ever had in a way that you never knew you could. So don't just do this for yourself physically. Do this for yourself spiritually and emotionally, because those people, those children who are there starving, they need our help. And there's so many organizations around the world, like Feed the Children and others, that do nothing more than go in and help make sure that fewer children are starving. So I don't mean to get too, you know, too spiritual, but I just want everybody to know that you are going to, when you do this fast, you're going to be in empathy with millions of people who don't have a choice that they go to bed hungry. You're going to do this by choice, which makes you powerful. And when you feel that power, it's going to change your life. So welcome to the fast. Can't wait to hear your story. And this will change your life.
Awesome. Well, that was beautiful. Thank you for that. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And everyone have a wonderful evening. And we'll speak with you soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.